Do you know this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Haribo. So Hare Krishna. Maybe Govindanandan, you can just come. Is there Ananda Gopal? Is it possible for you to give that microphone also? Or is it difficult? Or maybe you can just talk without a voice. I must say I'm very happy that you have all come today for this. I'm going to visit Split tomorrow morning, and I will leave, and from Split I will go fly more or less to Berlin.
Yes.
On Monday, I have a meeting because of our Vedic University. Yes, we are really moving the university now to the next stage. I know when I come back from Berlin. Something will happen. I mean, when I go to Berlin, yes. And then from Berlin, I will visit Hamburg. Once a year, I go to my parents. They are already totally nervous that their world traveling son comes for an evening to them. Then I will give a public lecture in Hamburg. And then I will travel to Bielefeld. I don't know if you know where it is. It's in central Germany. I will give a program for the Indians there. And then afterwards I will visit our project in Goloka Dham. I want to see if I can use this project in terms of the Vedic way. And when I'm still living, I will then go to the German farm. And after the farm, I will go to Munich and then come back to Zagreb. So it's my last day now in Zagreb before I go on this travel, on this tour. And I have thought about what I would talk to you, and I think you will be very surprised and pleased. It's actually very nice to come to the temple in the midst of the week when it's a little peaceful. Mirno, so mirno, yes. Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Girivaradhani Gopi Jana Vallava Girivaradhani Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Amunatida Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. ketanare ketna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare Jayom Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parabraja Pacharya Ashtato Satasi Simat His Divine Grace Sila Vechana Naravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Kiye. Mam Vishnu Padaya, Kitnas Daya, Portalis, Sasanti, Kiva Gavani, Vachani, Sri Gauranga, Right? You can see Gaurahari if it makes sense at all, if it makes sense at all. Which I mean, what I saw last time, it was just first class. But see. I knew. Paramananda, I knew. Hare Krishna.
Dieser String, der ist problematisch. Ja.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bo Marian. Dobro došli. Hare Krishna. So let us see. We are reading this evening from the Bhagavad Gita. Tat Atmanas, Tat Buddhayas, Tat Atmanas. Please give me a second to find it. It's the fifth chapter, text 17. Yes. So maybe we can go in and I will request you to read it in Croatian when the time comes, and maybe you can in the meantime ready yourself or prepare yourself with the microphone. Ananda Gopal can help you. Then good, then well, everyone speaks Croatian here, so they can hear the text. Yeah, but Banu Nandini will do the translation afterwards, yes. So here comes the garland. Thank you so much. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tat Buddhayah. Tat Atmanas. Tannishtas. Tat Padayanah. Gacchanti. Where is Gacchanti? Apuna. Avritim Jnana Nirduta Kalmasha Tat Buddhayas Tat Atmanas Tannishtas Tat Padayanah Gacchantyapuna Avritim Jnana Nirduta Kalmasha. Translation.
Then, когда сосредоточу свой ум и интеллигенцию на Свешнег, положу свою веру в Него и узимаючи Него уточище, захвалючи потпуну знанию, все незвене двойбе у потпунности нестаю и так напреду на путь освобождения. Смысл шла правда. Vrhovna transcendentalna istina je gospodin Krišna. Čitava se Bhagavad Gita na izjavi da je Krišna središnja božanska osoba. To je mišljenje svih vedskih spisa. Paratatva znači vrhovna stvarnost, koju poznavatelji svešnjega spoznaju kao Brahman, Paramatmu i Bhagavan. Bhagavan središnja božanska osoba, posljednja je riječ apsolutna. Ne postoje ništa više od toga, gospodin kaže, Matah parataram na nja, kimčit asti dananjaya. Neosobni Brahman također počeo u Krišni, Brahman hi pratishtetam. Prema tome, Krišna je svakog pogleda u vrhovna stvarnost. Onaj koji se dotočio svoj um i inteligenciju na Krišnu, polažući svoju vjeru u njega i uzimajući njegovo utočište, ili drugim riječima, onaj koji je potpuno svjestan Krišni, svakako je oslobođen svih nedoumica i posjeduje savršeno znanje o svemu što se odnosi na transcendenciju. Osoba svjesna Krišne može potpuno shvatiti da u Krišni postoji dvojnost, istovremena istovjetnost i osobnost i s takvim transcendentalnim znanjem može postojano napredovati na putu oslobođenja.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sadasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Let us again hear the verse. Tat Buddhayas Tat Atmanas Tannishtas Tat Parayanah Gacchantyapuna Avrittim Jnana Nirduta Kalmasha. Translation. When one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation.
Kada osoba usredotoči svoj um i inteligenciju na svešnjega, polažući svoju vjeru u njega i uzimajući njegovo utočište, zahvaljujući potpuno znanju, sve njezine dvojbe u potpunosti nestaju i tako napreduje na putu oslobođenja.
This verse talks about taking shelter in Krishna with the intelligence, the mind, and the faith. Now this taking shelter in Krishna is possible if one of two conditions are fulfilled. One is that you just feel so much danger all around you that you feel there is no other possibility in my life than surrendering my all and everything to Krishna. This condition is fulfilled often in life-threatening situations, like, you know, when devotees are in an accident and the car has come out of control, you will find them screaming, Krishna, Krishna, and they take shelter, or when someone is drowning and then he takes shelter in God to save him. The other condition where one takes, under which one takes shelter in God is out of love. And I would like to talk a little bit about loving Krishna today. Prabhupada has, in Nectar of Devotion, said that the basic principle of everyone who loves is that he has or she has a general propensity to love someone. I should repeat it because I said it a little bit wrong in English. The basic principle of everyone who lives, all living beings have the general propensity to love someone. Wherever you find life, there you will find the condition of loving. Prabhupada said that the animals are no exception. Even a tiger has the condition of loving. Or we have been now in India in the sacred mountain of Varshana, and we have been living together with many monkeys. It's a rule, when you live with monkeys, you should avoid to step in between the mother and the little baby monkey. When the baby monkey is here on the path, and the mother monkey is here, and you walk in between, the mother monkey becomes highly agitated because she feels that you step in between her and her baby, and she then often attacks you if you don't know. Because the mother monkey loves her baby. Or if you visit the house of Govinda Nandan and Adya and see the queen of the house, Andal, you can see how much the parents love her and how much she loves the parents. This is a normal condition of everything, of everyone who lives. Even if you choose to live in celibacy, without the contact of a woman or a man, you will find out very soon that in the heart there's this dormant condition that you want to love and you want to express your love. It's wherever you find life that this is really the situation of anyone who lives. Prabhupada, however, observes that the problem is that we are missing the supreme lovable person, Krishna. And he says that the root cause of our dissatisfaction in material life is that our loving propensity, you know, propensity means a tendency, has not yet been fulfilled. We are, even if we love, if a tiger loves the tiger baby, or a human being loves his baby, or if a husband loves his wife, or the wife loves the husband, deep inside the soul, there will be a place where one is not yet fully satisfied, because really all of us have one loving relationship, which is the most important, that's the relationship to God, to the Supreme. And as long as we don't rest safely in the loving embrace of God, we will be unsatisfied. When Srila Prabhupada visited Moscow during the time of the communistic regime, he met a few professors, or quite a lot of professors at the Moscow University. And he wanted to explain to them the concept of bhakti. So he knew that people have difficulties in Moscow or in Russia at that time to accept a personal God. Although the Russian, when you visit Russia, you will see that people are very, very pious. Ooh, they are so God-conscious there by their nature. Anyways, so Prabhupada wanted to explain bhakti, and he said bhakti is a love which is in the heart, which is directed towards God. And then he said, unless you will put God in the center of your love, you will not be satisfied. And then he looked at the professors in the communistic, you know, state, and said, now you have put the state in the center, and everyone is told they must love the state, but no one is satisfied. I can see it in your faces. So he gave an example. He said that we try in this world to find a center where we can put our love, but we always remain frustrated. And then he gave an example of a child. When the child, that young child, can be put onto so many laps. The child can be placed on the lap of the auntie, and then it screams, ah, wah, wah, wah. Then it can be placed on the lap of the stepfather, but the child still remains unsatisfied. Then the child can be put onto the lap of a friend of the house. But only when the child finally is placed on the lap of its mother, does the crying stop. Those of you who are family, who live in families, they know how true this is. When a little child is dissatisfied, only the mother can help, no one else. So the soul, in the same way, can only be satisfied fully when it sits in the lap of Krishna, not in any other loving relationship. So I wanted to tell you today a little story about this, which has personally formed my own life very much. I don't know if you know, but about 10 years ago, 10 years ago, many things had changed in the movement in Germany, and there were many things which were not so encouraging for me. So to get enough strength to do my service in leading and encouraging part of our movement there, I needed to make a little pause and get strength on my own. And I found this by going every year into the Himalaya mountains. And in the Himalaya mountains, I like to stay in the sacred town Rishikesh. And from there I would travel to different places in the Himalayas. I would also go to Tibet and everywhere. I became a man of the mountains. And there I, one evening, came to one temple, a temple which was founded by Bhartrihari. Who's Bhartrihari? Bhartrihari was a king, a very influential king. Just to give you an example how influential he was, he lived in a palace and he would have his people dug a tunnel from the palace to the cave of his spiritual master, which was something like 200 kilometers long. He was the first tunnel man. Now we have tunnels which are maybe 8 kilometers, or in, when we go from Slovenia to Austria, I think we go through a tunnel which is 8 kilometers. Bhartrihari was so rich and influential that he built a tunnel for 200 kilometers. I don't even want to ask what was the cost of the tunnel from Slovenia to Austria. Maybe Basim knows. Billion, a few billion euros for a tunnel which was only 8 kilometers, is only 8 kilometers. So for a tunnel of 200 kilometers, we will faint if we hear the price. So Bhartrihari was such a powerful king that he could have a tunnel built just to see his guru, the guru tunnel. So there was something, however, which happened during his reign, which disillusioned him so much about material life and material power that he renounced his kingship and became a hermit who lived in the forest. And I would like to tell you this, what happened. He noticed how he has wasted his life with misplaced love. One day, a saint visited Bhartrihari, the king. The saint thought, this king is so intelligent and powerful. If he could only renounce his illusory material life and become a spiritual personality, this would be very good. So the saint thought and thought and thought how he could help Bhartrihari to look through the illusions, Ananda Gopal, of material life. This is important, Gaurahari. Maybe you put your computer in a way that it doesn't divert the poor devotees with their attention. So, what he thought, how he could turn Bhartrihari into a spiritual person, was a very intelligent thing. He gave Bhartrihari a jewel which was this big, Dayanitai, on a nice golden chain. Bhartrihari looked at the jewel. He had never seen such a jewel. And he thought, I give this jewel to the person which I love most. That's my foremost queen. So he called for the queen and gave the queen the jewel. And the queen was very, very happy. But the queen didn't really love Bhadrihari so much as Bhadrihari loved her. She had fallen in love with the commander-in-chief of the army. So she got the jewel, which was on, and she wore it a little, but then one day when she met the commander-in-chief of the army, she presented the commander-in-chief with this jewel. Now the commander-in-chief was a strong man, an aristocratic man, but he really didn't love the queen very much. He thought the queen is intelligent and beautiful, but her character is a little selfish. I love the simple girl who is a prostitute. She is a simple, straightforward lover. And so the commander-in-chief, next time he met the prostitute, gave her this costly diamond on the golden chain. So the prostitute was very grateful, but she thought the commander-in-chief is a very sensual person. I love my king. So she wanted to please her king, and she brought this jewel to the king. The king was highly upset. This was the jewel I gave to the queen. And he said to the poor prostitute, "Who gave you this jewel?" Prostitute didn't want to get in trouble and said, "I don't remember. There are so many men who come to me. I just don't remember who it was." Then Bhadrihari, who had some idea in his mind, said, "If you don't tell me the truth, I will have you killed before the sun rises tomorrow in the morning." Prostitute said, "Please don't tell anyone that I told you, but it was given to me by the commander-in-chief." So the king went to the commander-in-chief and said, "Do you recognize this jewel?" Dung, 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 dung. "Who gave you this jewel?" Commander-in-chief said, "I guess you know the secret. Your queen always tells me she doesn't really love you so much, and she gave me the jewel." "My queen? The person I love the most doesn't love me so much and gave you my jewel?" It was painful for Bhadrihari. But in his pain, he could see the nature of misplaced love. We put our love to so many people, to so many projects, to so many ideas. But really, it's misplaced love. And the love which we hope to get back in return just doesn't come. There's always some disturbance, always something where we have to make a compromise. Because our love is meant to go to the supreme object, to Krishna. It's meant to go there. If we don't learn this, then we will cry on the laps of a queen, or we are on the lap of wherever we place our love, we will cry there. It's just like the baby. If the baby is put on another lap than the lap of her mother, the baby will cry. It just doesn't work out. The relationship or the communication or the exchange of love will never be satisfactory. So all the scriptures, since time immemorial, tell us to somehow direct our loving mood towards Krishna. And how to develop or direct our love to Krishna is a very interesting story. There are three levels of developing love for Krishna. One is love in practice, the other is love in ecstasy, and the third is love in pure love. Hare Krishna. Let me describe to you the first level, love in practice. At this moment, we have turned away from God, and our love for Krishna has to be practiced. We have to do something which is following the guidelines of the sacred scriptures, which will awaken our love. That's why the scriptures say, go to the temple, take part in the worship of the Lord during the aratic ceremonies, associate with devotees, read about Krishna in the holy scriptures, chant the holy names on your japamala, eat only food which is offered to Krishna. This is called love and practice. You may not yet love, but you do something in practice. It's called sadhana bhakti. There are altogether 64 such practices which you can do and which awaken your love for Krishna if you practice these items. It's something, my dear devotees, which in the beginning is almost a little, it's called in Sanskrit aropya bhakti. It is put over you. It's not coming from within, but it's something which you put upon yourself. It's a training process, a training program, which will bring out that dormant love for Krishna, which is inside of you. There are many statements which Prabhupada has given and which the Shastras have given to induce us to do this sadhana bhakti, this bhakti in or love in practice. Prabhupada was always very interested that we simply do these processes in faith that something will happen. I must tell you that I am now becoming old in my spiritual life. I'm doing this now since over 30 years. I think 35 years or so. And I can really assure you that the process works. Somehow, I have tried to be very disciplined during my young days in these Vaidhi sadhana practices. And I can really see that they work. It's like a therapy which makes a person healthy. So I want to encourage all of you to have this process of love and practice. Prabhupada gave us an example, how this works. He gave the example of a young girl who's married to a boy in her young days. You might not know, but in India the marriage is taken place before the girl reaches puberty. That is, sometimes she is 8 years old. And in the beginning, she does not really have any appreciation for her 10-year-old husband. There is really no feeling of any affection. But the girl is told to serve her husband regularly, her little boy husband. And after some time, it's when she reaches maturity, she will have a feeling of love for her husband, and she will never think of any other man because she only knows her husband since she is young and small. So, in the same way, as the girl develops love for her husband by a regular practice of service, we also can develop love for Krishna by doing these regular services for him. But it's very important that while we do these services for him, we are not asleep. But we do these services with the purpose and goal that one day I want to develop love for Krishna. Let me give you an example of a sleeping devotee and a devotee who is practicing with the goal in mind. It's Mangal Aarti, the first ceremony in the temple, 4:15? 4:30? It's 4:30. And we come before the deities. So we are sleeping, we just look at the deities and we are just happy that we made it and so on and so forth. But if we practice the Mangal Aarti with the idea to develop love for Krishna, we will think, now we are awakening Shishi Gornitai with our songs. I remember one of the last days when I was in Vrindavan, I went to such a Mangal Aarti. I went to the sacred forest Seva Kunj very early in the morning, and we went to the very tiny temple, which was full of very nice devotees. It was very, very full. And they all were singing to Radha and Krishna good morning songs. You know, wake up, you have slept the night. It is now time for you to rise. You have to go back to Nandagram and Vashana. Krishna goes to Nandagram and Radha goes to Vashana. If you remain sleeping on your bed of flowers, everyone will know that you spent the night together. So please, Radha, wake up. Please, Krishna, wake up. And I remember, it was very ecstatic. We were all singing there. It was so full that one person sat on my left knee and the other person on my right knee. But I didn't mind. We were just singing. Then the curtain opened and there was this beautiful flower bed. It was made with flowers. Very nice. There was nice perfume, nice fragrance and so on. And I was very happy to be in the group of devotees who woke up Radha and Krishna. So this was an example how you can do the same practice that is going to the first ceremony in the temple asleep or in an awakened heart. The awakened heart knows, I'm doing this with the purpose to develop love for Krishna. Let me find out. Or when you sing in the kirtan, in the evening, we all were singing in the kirtan. The kirtan is going on and everyone is dancing. And you are there and you think, well, I don't really like to dance. I never went to discotheques. And when I went to discotheque, I always sat in the stolitsa and drank mineral water. I never danced. And hopefully Sachinandan Swami will not come to me and force me to dance, you know. and so on. You're self-conscious, thinking about your own limitations. But if you would come to the evening aratik with the thought of developing love for Krishna, you would think, I am now have the chance to be with devotees. I'm away from the materialistic civilization. Let me dance for Krishna. Let me please Krishna. If you play the madanga, you would say, oh, my madanga playing at the moment is not very good. My timing is awkward, but I want to learn nice madanga so that I can please Krishna. You know, those who live in the temple, they should think like this. I want to please the senses of Krishna with my madanga playing. And I will dance now, not for my own pleasure, but for Krishna's pleasure. And you will see, the moment you add this element that I want to please Krishna to your practice, all of a sudden you will develop feelings for Krishna. But if you don't do this, you will just do it automatically and your practice is totally separated or amputated from real spiritual life. It's so, okay, developing love for Krishna is first done on the level of practice, where you do devotional activities with the purpose of pleasing Krishna. Okay? Then, after you do this for some time, you will develop the second level of your love, that is, you will develop ecstatic feelings for Krishna. You will actually feel ecstasy. Maybe sometime in the beginning a little, it's very short and very brief, and you will, after this feeling, you will scratch your head and think, what is this feeling? I never had such a feeling in my whole life. It's so pleasing, it's so wonderful, it's so satisfying. This is called practicing on the level of bhava, where sometimes, like a flash, it's almost like a surprise, some ecstatic, deep feelings for Krishna come into your heart. It's really like, imagine you walk through the dark night, yes? And then all of a sudden, for a moment, Madhavananda, a flash comes. It's very brief, it's very short, but it's good enough to make you see your surroundings, which were previously merged in darkness. So, after you have in the beginning, when you just practice thinking of Krishna and doing this for Krishna, pleasing for Krishna, after some time of doing this, you will get a flash of realization of Krishna. It's called practicing Krishna consciousness on the level of ecstasy. Awakening spiritual ecstasy. And the third level is a very high level, which comes as a result from these two levels. It's the level where you feel pure love, original love. So you have to start to practice this, my dear devotees. I always see it as my duty as a teacher in Krishna consciousness to make you aware that you increase the depth of your practice, that you don't do mindless practice, but mindful practice. Yes, and in this way you can develop love for Krishna. I think this is a very serious subject matter, and I would be very happy if all of you think a little bit on your own about what you have now heard. I was talking today about three points. One was that it is the basic principle of everyone who lives that he has a propensity to love. How do we say propensity, Pavel?
Someone.
Exactly. That is a propensity. It's inside of us. The second point is that we unfortunately have suffering because we have not really placed our love on Krishna. And an example is this King Bhartrihari, who realized the limitations of ordinary love. And the third point I wanted to make this evening is to obtain this level of love for Krishna, you first need to practice devotional practices, but with the goal to develop a love for Krishna. No? This is the whole idea of sadhana bhakti, that you practice to serve Krishna with the goal to develop love for Him. And if you do this, then you will first experience some ecstatic realization of Krishna consciousness, and then pure love. I remember Krishna gave me this ecstatic level of Krishna consciousness quite early in my devotional life. I had just visited the temple in Hamburg for maybe the third time, and devotees had told me I should serve Krishna by chanting His holy name. So I did this, and I liked the chanting so much on that day that I continued to chant in the subway. You know subway? I don't think we have here in Sage, but it's a subway. So I was chanting silently in my compartment. I mean, I could see the other people coming in and out, but no one was sitting next to me, so I could chant quite undisturbed. And then I was thinking, I'm doing this now to develop love for Krishna. I was just so new, a young, ignorant person. But I was thinking, I'm doing this to develop love for Krishna. I had heard this in the temple. So I said, let me follow. All of a sudden, I cannot... Still, now I have difficulties to understand what exactly happened. But all of a sudden, I saw how the train was becoming transparent. I could look through the departments. I could see how everything, even the train, is Krishna's energy. And I felt very, very distinctly how all the people in the train were Krishna's part and parcels. I felt like this, that here on the other bench is this worker, and here is this frustrated housewife, and here is this person who goes to the school, and they all are part and parcels of Krishna. I could see that. It was, and I was in ecstasy, I cried. And it lasted for 10 minutes, and then everything became normal, and I continued to chant, but not on the level of ecstasy, but on the level of practice, you know. So, Krishna is ready to give this transcendental taste in Krishna consciousness. I think we say ukust, the ukust in Krishna consciousness. If you practice with the idea to please Krishna and develop your loving propensity for Krishna. And when you have done this, or when you do this, don't forget to still develop your love or loving relationship for the devotees. This, when we were coming to the temple, we read one song this evening where it was said, "My dear people of the world, understand your greatest treasure which you can have is to serve the devotees of Krishna. Because by serving the devotees of Krishna, Krishna will never be able to forget you. Krishna will always remember you and will always be very mercifully inclined towards you." Hare Krishna. So I have reached the end of my little presentation. I hope you have gotten some information out of it. I now want to see how to progress. Gaura Hari.
Yes.
Hari Bol. What is the situation? Is it good? Is it? Yeah. Okay, I wanted to show you a little movie, but before doing so, we can see if there are some questions. I have seen Madhuchandra's hand and Sundarananda's hand. Please, Rezi.
You spoke about this flesh realization of ecstasy for Krishna, which we have like in darkness of our lives sometimes, which appear. And after this, like, we feel really we have to keep this feeling of connection with Krishna. And, but it's so short. And usually after this, somehow our life again becomes really normal. And what we can do to extend this feeling or to keep it? To increase it in our life, to don't be just once in a year.
Once in 20 years. I want to once. So, how is the translation into? Yeah. The same question which you have asked was asked at the end of the Govardhan retreat by one devotee. We were sitting in Vrindavan, surrounded by these wish-fulfilling trees, Krishna. And on our right-hand side was Giri Govardhan, the sacred mountain. Ooh. And one devotee asked, how can we keep the impressions which we have now in our hearts and not lose them? I think it was a good question. Huh? And I gave my answer with some tips how to do it. And then later I met my friend Burijan Prabhu and said, and Burijan Prabhu said to me, I didn't like your answer. You know, we are friends, so I said, alright, I'm sorry, maybe it was not a good answer. What would have been your answer? Burijan Prabhu said something very intelligent and very nice. He said, first of all, before thinking about the next ecstatic impression, let us value this ecstatic impression. Whatever your experience is, that will create a permanent imprint in your personality. Whenever you feel some ecstatic realization in Krishna consciousness, that will never ever go. Even if in this life you should, due to circumstances, leave the process of sadhana bhakti, the impressions which you have made during the time where you practice will always be with you as an eternal Guthaben, we say in German, eternal balance in your spiritual bank account. Huh? It will never be exhausted. It's always there. It's always with you. And then he said, I would have told the devotee, you are asking how you can keep this state of Krishna consciousness, but my answer is, it will always be with you. It's a nice answer, isn't it? Krishna talks about this very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, I'm just trying to remember the exact shloka. Yes. If one once has obtained this level of Krishna consciousness, it will never ever go again. There is such a statement in Krishna's this is the greatest gain, so to say. So whenever you have made a genuine Krishna conscious experience, it's always with you. You can imagine, one day your last breath will come Madhu Chandra, even though you do pranayama and hatha yoga. One day it will come, and you will then leave your body behind. You will move on in your evolutionary journey, and whatever you have experienced in Krishna consciousness will come with you as an eternal, investment, so to say, or eternal good. And I believe if you understand this, Madhu Chandra, then you will be ready for my answer. But you first have to understand the value of bhakti experiences. And then only if you know the value will you give your best to do something. To repeat a bhakti experience requires two things: endeavor and more than anything, grace, divine grace. Because this experience is not under your control. You can't do it alone, but you can show that you want it by making an effort within your possibility. Mm-hmm. Sundarananda? There's another reason why we don't have experience, and that is that we are very rusty. Rusty. Iron sometimes gets covered with this red substance, and at that time, when it's very covered, it can't respond to the magnet, to the pulling force of a magnet. So some of us are very rusty since many lifetimes. Yes, anattas and illusions and misconceptions and aparadhas, this whole covering. And therefore, some of us need to be a little bit more patient. But, see, there's one secret in spiritual life. There is a front entrance to the house of bhakti, and there is a back entrance. If you have a castle, the front entrance is only for kings and barons and dukes and highly qualified people. But there is a back entrance for the cooks and the servants and the... It's not so visible. It's just a small entrance. And I just feel the back entrance to the house of Bhakti is by Lord Nityananda's and Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So it's important for a devotee to engage in making his contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very, very, very strong. Ananda Gopal. That's an interesting project, isn't it? To make the relationship with Gauranga Mahaprabhu very strong. All of you who are here in this temple and who have done services to Shishi Gornitai have noticed a lot of mercy, isn't it? When you are on the altar to do personal service, I really want to request the Brahman-initiated devotees to not miss this chance to do personal service to Shishi Gornitai. Even here, I think non-Brahman devotees can have this opportunity to do service. Yes, I remember, I think Banu Nandini, you told me you were on the altar even. Wow. Mercy. So anyone who goes on the altar of Gornitai and really is spending time in direct service, can get the mercy like anything. It's really not that I'm just saying it. It's. I mean, you have to experience Govindananda. That's a project of placing love at the right place. We had a seminar on Chaitanya. On Nityananda and Chaitanya with 3,200 devotees in Russia. You know, the Russians are so emotionally Russian devotee. Russians are maybe 10 times as emotionally as people from Rijeka. Really, veliko emotionally, you know. And we had this seminar. I can never forget. And we all became so ecstatic by just remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting. I had many things, you know, we chanted the 12 names of Gauranga Mahaprabhu before we started the seminar, and we heard about the kirtan, and we sang Gauranga Mahaprabhu's melodies and songs, and we were just, the whole tent was boiling over in ecstasy. We should have such a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seminar. Maybe I should do it simply in the Croatian summer camp, you know. So I have reached the end of my presentation. I was thinking to show you for 10 minutes a small little movie on the Bhakti Rasayana Shloka. But Gaurahari, is it, please tell me, is it just now coming or is it?
Yes, I think we can try now. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I had to take the computer of someone else. I think it will work. Maybe someone can remove the picture.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. So what do you think? It's a good project, huh? Damayanti, the love project. Krishna, Krishna. You know, we wrote this book, Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. These are verses which are meant to evoke full Krishna consciousness. And one devotee in Italy has made a little movie about this book, and I wanted to show you 5 minutes or something. But let us see if it's too difficult.
Of the various senses, headed by Lord Shiva, are also most fortunate, because the senses of these devotees of Vrindavan are the cups through which we repeatedly drink the nectarian, intoxicating beverage of the honey of your lotus feet. Would be to take any birth, whatever, in this forest of Gokul, and have my head bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents. Their entire life and soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the dust of whose lotus feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. Found anywhere. You are the embodiment of all benedictions, which you bestow upon these residents of the cowherd community of Vrindavan. You have already arranged to give yourself to Putna and her family members in exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee. So what is left for you to give these devotees of Vrindavan, whose homes, wealth, friends, dear relations, bodies, children, and very lives and hearts are all dedicated only to you?
So Hare Krishna, if you want to see the whole presentation, you must come back another time. So thank you very much for coming this evening to this program of Krishna Consciousness. I hope to see you all the next year, and I hope that you all have fallen in love by that time. That would be so nice. We have very good news. Besam took Sundarananda and Govinda Hari and maybe another devotee. These three to Montenegro, where they met a person who makes wonderful houses from wood. And we are seriously thinking of importing these houses, which are very cheap, but very, very, when you sleep one night in these houses, you know what it means to, yeah, to be in a healthy environment. And we are thinking of bringing these houses, you know, they build these houses, finished, according to your plan, then they take them down, and then send them to Croatia, and then in Croatia, the house is reassembled. So we are looking for such houses so that the devotees who want to come to our eco-village and live there will find the best houses for the cheapest prices if they want to build these houses. If they want to build other houses, that's also, I mean, that's all right. But we are really looking now everywhere for the best situation for this eco-village. And it's our great desire that we build such a strong spiritual community there. And then we also want to do something in a way that attracts people. Sometimes when devotees or people who are used to city life stay on the country, they feel a little bit, something is not there, it's a little incomplete. What is not there is people who come and who are interested in this life or want to learn about Krishna consciousness. So our spiritual community in the eco-village will immediately be a community which attracts people through various attractive programs, especially seminars. And we were thinking very much that I could teach my Vedic way there. So just wanted to keep you a little bit in touch what is happening. And if you want to know more about this, please go to our team. We have built this team with Sundarananda, Besam, Ivo is there, and I believe Govindanandan, and you can talk with them about what is happening there and how far everything is and when you can leave Zagreb and live in the forest. Hare Krishna. I wish you a wonderful good night, and I see you in the next year. I will come around the 10th of January or 15th of January, and I want to invite all of you for my birthday. We will celebrate like anything on the, I think it's the 7th of February, something like that. We really want to celebrate and eat cake with shlagom. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Also received from her, quite similar, but maybe Sundarananda, Govindananda, they are managers, they can use.
Hare Krishna, Piriji.
I want to ask you, I don't know if it's now suitable for you, regarding two things, German Art of Transformation, this introduction, if we want to change or mention something extra for German edition.
The edition come out?
It's practically ready.
I would like, because I will now work with the Vedic way, to write a preface and maybe one extra chapter for it. See, it's now very is can be used in that big form of creation. So maybe you can immediately tell Mangala. I mean,
Mangala, yeah.
But actually everything rests on the Guru. So I was a little bit worried that it comes out before this. Let us please stop the production and only have it and only do it when I have hands of this production.
Of course, one of the ideas is that we publish before the Asa Puja, that we can do distribution, but it's
there is no...
It will come another Asa Puja and festival for every season.
I really think we should work for... there's one... I hope I could write one... It's already ready. I've written already the notes. Then we can really use it for the very thing, sell it like anything. Because then in the very thing, I can refer to it.
Sure.
Yeah. So please let us. Yes, what is the second?
The second thing is, I was thinking maybe to publish articles which are on Sharanagati.net, internet, in a physical form, like a sort of newsletter or something. I also want to ask Philip with a nice photo of Raj to put inside and something.
That's a very good idea. You should find out from Father Nandi which one has been edited by Kishori. And then we can make a wonderful book from it. Really wonderful book. With something short.
Yeah.
Some you know, maybe even from a letter, a strong sentence.
And something dynamic.
Yeah, dynamic. So these are two projects which are very, very good.
Yeah, maybe you want to suggest.
Write them down, write this down. Yes, so that I can. Okay.